Now, governments the world over are facing the same question of how to get people to save more money, as lifestyles these days can easily go to 80 plus. But can people perhaps save too much? That's the fear of the Irish government, after large numbers of Irish people took up a hugely popular savings scheme recently. It's been so successful, the government is now worried what happens when they cash it all in. From Dublin, here's our correspondent James Helm.
Special Savings Incentive Accounts, or SSIAs, were the Irish government's way of encouraging people here to save. They came about as a result of Ireland's impressive economic success of the 1990s. The government had a big budget surplus and was under pressure to deflate the booming economy. Its chosen method was a tax-free savings scheme. The government guarantees 25% growth. Irish investors loved the idea, and 1.2 million of them opened an SSIA. This in a country with a workforce of only 1.8 million. Far more than expected signed up, the majority being people on low or average incomes. The average payout is expected to be around $17,000, with money from the five-year investments due to come to maturity in 2006 and 2007. Colin Hunt is chief economist with the Irish stockbroker Goodbody, who've published a report into the effects of the scheme.
€14,000 is a sum which would make a very substantial difference to somebody who's considering changing their car. It's a sum which would make a very substantial difference to somebody who's thinking of doing some significant DIY, or somebody who's looking at a pretty snazzy holiday.
A total of nearly $17 billion is expected to hit the Irish economy as a result of the savings scheme. The government is now having to plan how it'll deal with the impact of its own creation. It may try to encourage reinvestment, for example, in pension funds. Whatever it does, Irish investors, grateful for the government's generosity, are now rubbing their hands at the prospect of such a large windfall.
James Helm reporting from Dublin.